Welcome to Harmony and Improvisation with Dub Pierce, a podcast dedicated to helping musicians of all levels to play better music. Join us in these upcoming episodes as we explore the ins and outs of major diatonic harmony. Visit us at harmonyimprov.com. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Subscribe on YouTube and your favorite podcast platform. Partner with us at patreon.com/harmonyimprov. Welcome once again to Harmony and Improvisation. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome back to episode 3 of Harmony Improvisation. And I want to, again, thank you for moving on. I love this topic. I mean, if you can get through these keys, these major keys with me over the next few podcasts or vidcasts, it's going to start getting fun right after that. We're going to branch off, just so you know, into other things. You're going to start to hear diminished chord theory, augmented chords theory and whole tone scales and diminished scales. We're going to look at the blues and blues scales. We're also after some of those things and some kind of in-depth application to where you can learn to apply these big concepts into your everyday playing. We're going to start looking at other scales and the harmony that is implied by them, melodic minor being one of the major ones. We'll look at harmonic minor as well. And you'll start to hear where the sounds in music come from. And I'm hoping that you'll give them a good hard listen and spend some time memorizing the things that we're going to cover. Real quick refresher of last time. We did A major and A flat major. A major has three sharps. The word that you're going to see is A, B, C sharp, D, E, F sharp, G sharp, and A, descending. A, G sharp, F sharp, E, D, C sharp, B, and A. We also did A flat. A flat has four flats. We didn't talk about this last time, but something that you're going to see that's very kind of an interesting number thing that you can throw at it is A is going to have four flats. A is going to have three sharps. A flat is going to have four flats. 4 + 3 equals the number 7. So when you're learning keys like this, you can always know that the key that has four of one thing, its alternate key, meaning A is going to have three of sharps, A flat is going to have four of flats. As we go to other keys, you're going to see the exact same thing. Looking back to C, C has zero sharps, zero flats. C sharp has 7, that number, sharps. C flat has 7, that number, flats. Okay, A flat. A flat, B flat, C, D flat, E flat, F, G, and A flat. A flat, G, F, E flat, D flat, C, B flat, A flat. See the word. A flat, B flat, C, D flat, E flat, F, G. A, B, C sharp, D, E, F sharp, G sharp. See the word. Okay, let's move on to the B's. Today we're going to do B major note set and B flat major note set. Again, B has 5 sharps. The second, third, fifth, sixth, and seventh tone have sharps in as their note names. C sharp, D sharp, F sharp, G sharp, and A sharp. Well, in B flat, those are all just naturals. C, D, F, G, A. B flat has 2 flats. B has 5 sharps. 5 + 2 = 7. Let's do it. B, C sharp, D sharp, E, F sharp, G sharp, A sharp, B, descending. B, A sharp, G sharp, F sharp, E, D sharp, C sharp, B. Let's do it again. B, C sharp, D sharp, E, F sharp, G sharp, A sharp, B. We're not going to do this right now, but if you were to compare those notes to C flat major is a C flatted, which is a B, right, in tone. Here's a C, and here's a C flat, or here's a B, same note. So they sound identical. B major and C flat major sound identical. C flat major has 7 flats. B has 5 sharps. They sound identical, but every note that you see in the key of B has an inharmonic spelling that is C flat, the C flat note sets. So again, let's see the word. Let's do this one more time. B, C sharp, D sharp, E, F sharp, G sharp, A sharp, B, B, A sharp, G sharp, F sharp, E, D sharp, C sharp, B. We're going to go to B flat. B flat has 2 flats. B has 5 sharps. 7 is the number. B flat, C, D, E flat, F, G, A, B flat. Descending. B flat. G, F, E flat, D, C, B flat. Let's do that one more time. Now, let's say the note name and then say what interval name, what number name it is within the key. B flat, 1. C, 2. D, 3. E flat, 4. F, 5. G, 6. A, 7. B flat, octave. B flat, octave. A, 7. G, 6. F, 5. E flat, 4. D, 3. C, 2. B flat, 1. Once again, just on this key, let's look at the relationship between these intervals. B to C. 1 to 2. B to the major third, D. B to the perfect fourth, E flat. Sorry, I'm saying the wrong key. B flat, those were all flats. B flat to E flat. B flat to E flat, perfect four. Again, let me just review. B flat to C, which is the second. B flat to D, which is the major third. B flat to E flat, which is the perfect fourth. B flat to F, which is the perfect fifth. B flat to G, which is the major six. B flat to A, which is the major seven, and B flat to B flat, that's an octave. you probably are saying, why are some things major, some things just are called perfect? Well, that description, I'll just say, in the easiest way that I can say it, if an interval is called perfect, and there's only 3 of them, octave, fourth, a fourth, an octave, and a fifth. Let's go to C. So there's a C. If I go from C up to F, that's a fourth. Well, if I flip that around and take the F down an octave, it becomes a fifth. C to F is a fourth. F to C is a fifth. That's why they're called perfect. The fourths and fifths, when you flip one of the notes an octave away, it becomes either if it's a fourth, it becomes a fifth. If it's a fifth, it becomes a fourth. Don't let that confuse you if it messes you up. An octave always, if you flip an octave, it's an octave. So it's a perfect interval as well. Let's do B flat one more time. B flat, one. C, two. D, three. E flat, four. F, five. G, six. A, seven. B flat. See the word. B flat, C, D, E flat, F, G, A. That's how it's spelled. B flat, C, D, E flat, F, G, A. Easy. Let's do B one more time. B, C sharp, D sharp, E, F sharp, G sharp, A sharp. Five sharps, B flat, two flats. B, C sharp, D sharp, E, F sharp, G sharp, A sharp. That's how the word's spelled. Remember the word. See it in your head. You can write these down. I mean, if it helps you to do flashcards and things like that, by all means, do it. I did that in my studies, but that was a long, long time ago. I find that just rote memorizing them like you do your seven best friends' phone numbers, you learn it, and then you're done. You never have to go back. Okay, so those are the B keys. We've already done C, so the next keys we do will be D. I hope you work hard on this, and remember, if you can remember the simple things cold, just like you're learning a language, remember this is a language. If you remember the simple things cold, the more difficult things will become very easy. A quick example, if you wanted to know how to spell a B major triad, what that would be is the 1, 3, and 5 of the B major note set, and that happens to be B, C sharp, D sharp, E, F sharp. B, D sharp, F sharp. 1, 3, 5. B, D sharp, F sharp. B flat, if you take B flat, and the B flat, C, D, E flat, F, B flat, D, F is a B flat major triad. Simple, right? And again, another way of looking at it is if you take B, D sharp, and F sharp and turn them into B flat, and F, that's another way of knowing how to spell a B major triad or a B flat major triad. Very, very simple. All right, that's it. Thanks for being here. I hope this is helping you, and I hope it becomes clear by the time we get to the last set of keys that this is really a good way to learn major note sets keys. Okay, have fun.